No, I'm being for real. Like, his name used to be on his jersey. It's just this season he changed it to a nickname. And we came out and we saw bullets. And everyone's like, oh, okay. Me, myself, I even made a joke about it. I said, oh, okay, in this league, we have horsepower. We have bullets.
Damn.
Where's Red Bull?
Like, you're fucked up, man.
Like,
you're fucked up.
The spirit of you people's podcast now fully gives come and left manifesting, man.
No, but Shimo, we have to give it to them. Bullet is better. It's better than their usual, you know, below par.
Yeah, but I just heard someone's name is horsepower, and I would like to believe.
My God, maybe how did I miss that? I'm fucking dead.
Hello, y'all. I'm back, baby.
She waste any time.
Yes, it's another fucking episode on Let's Talk Black Football LTFF. Make sure you're following the Instagram handle as well. Just before we kick off, yes, I have with me my co-host in the studio. I have Dr. Z rapping in the Abuja League. Let's go. And then I have Mr. Sean trying to survive over there.
How are you doing? We are surviving. We keep it going. We keep it going alive.
Yep. And last but not least, we have Laza.
I need to check up on Laza, man. He had a tough Sunday, to be fair.
I'm good.
I won't be surprised with any behavior. Like, it's been tough for Laza. It's been a difficult time. Well,
God is good. That's all I know. God is good.
God is good.
And then we have our guest. If you've been in London, like, we have been waiting for this guest. And she's here now. We have the able Umi on the show. Umi, how you doing? Would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi. What team do you play for?
Context. We need context, Umi.
Oh, okay. I come from, you know, the best team. Even though, hey, like, mine was...
Whoa.
I don't care.
Let her do her intro.
Let me think about it.
Umi, go ahead. Don't let them see. This is their behavior, so just get used to it. Please go ahead, my dear.
Hey. Yeah. I'm part of the Alphas, the Wolves, the Pack, with my pack. Some haters will say we're the worst team, but we know we're the best.
That nothing's been in the jungle since the Wolves got there. Like, that's just what the haters told me. I just said I'll let you know.
I think we need a cooling break. Grab a bottle of water.
Like, come on, man. Guys, we need to do better.
You know that those Wolves are the only ones that have chip to their names. They say, you know.
What? Nigga, what?
There's no one that have a chip to their name that are still in the Abuja Flag Football League.
Fuck that. We're here for the now. We're talking about history. Hey, Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves.
Oh my God, it's too early.
Hey, now, go to the history channel. If you want to talk history. We're talking here and now.
Wait, good to have you on, Umi.
Well, they already played you before. He's one of your ops, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also made history, well, being the first female quarterback in Abuja Flag Football, and you know, first to like lead a team properly, not just like play a couple games. She actually led the team. Yeah.
I mean, she didn't feel good, but hey, led a team. Good job, Umi.
Oh my God.
Hey, yo, Umi, you're in the kitchen. The chef is working right now. Okay. Just enjoy the meal.
It's going to be that kind of night.
Can we lower the fire spawn so we can kick off the next segment? Thank you very much. But just before we drew, Umi, I'd like to ask a question. Have you won any games so far?
Hey, dude, that's crazy. Yeah, you know? That's actually kind of crazy.
No, I want her to like, she needs to be, like...
I think Panthers last week.
Ooh. Hello, Chingy. Oh, yes, go on.
Girl, talk your shit. Guess what? What else did you do?
So basically, right, we knew like we needed, our defense needed to win that game. And you know it is, when you're strategizing, you use your strengths and weaknesses. You know, you look at the team you're playing against, you know, watch out for their weaknesses and strategize against them. So for the defensive lineup, I knew like we had to put someone who was very fast and as tall as Chingy, because from we watched the tapes and you know we got some tips, but I'm not gonna say from who.
Yo, okay.
Like, now I want to know who. Like, who is this person spilling?
Hey, silence, please. The professor is talking. Sorry. Please continue.
Sorry, we may proceed. Forgive us.
Yeah. So, and you know, like, we all predict. I predicted that they were gonna strategize their game based on me being QB. So when I didn't come out as QB, that was already, that threw them off as well, because another QB was playing. Because everyone came to me before the game and they're like, "Oh, Umi, good luck as QB." I was like, "Thank you." And then I didn't come out as QB. I came out as a receiver. And I still scored a touchdown.
Exactly. This is what I want, Umi. Tell them. Talk your shit. Hey. Here we go.
Hey, that's a masterclass. That's some Mourinho shit. Some mind games. Okay. Mind games.
We are here doing basic shit.
Yeah, you know the art of war, yeah? Sun Tzu.
Oh my god. Michelle, that's this episode starts with the art of war.
Bad blood.
I love it. I mean, unpredictable also like was one of the themes for Alphas in this season. We did a lot of unpredictable things. First, me being QB in our first game, and then I think it shocked everyone, but then also, like, being able to reach the end zone, like, 3 times as a female QB, I think also making those accurate passes, which, honestly, even I was shocked at it. I guess the team I played with, we had just such a good chemistry, and they were being supportive, so I was able to make those passes. And then our defense, I think to be honest, a lot of people didn't think we'd perform that well with against passes, because they just didn't expect us to, because I mean it's us Alphas, we're always like in all our games we're always
saying
like,
your stuff.
Yeah, but
okay, that's great. That's fantastic to hear. Thank you, Umi, for that.
I watched our first game like when it was on live, and like I was like, is this female QB driving down the field? Like we've seen female QBs before, but they are usually more like gadget plays, touchdowns, like end zone things just to get. But like she did match them down the field like 4 or 5 times. It's just like converting the end zone is a different beast. But I was like, that is impressive. Like it fixed the end zone stuff, like that is impressive to female QB drive down the field on multiple drives. And then even like the plays that she didn't complete, like she wasn't even sulking or anything. She was like, all right, cool, back to the line. And then so the matching these guys down the field, like that was impressive to watch.
Yeah, I like that you mentioned that, because that's one thing I can't stand with when female QBs come and then you make a mistake and then you're just like, head down. Like, this nigga's out here throwing picks and doing rubbish. Do you see them put their head down? So why do you think you have to put your head down?
My dear.
just get it going. But
yeah. I actually think of all the QBs, Umi might have the least thrown interceptions.
Zara, I need to talk about this already.
We actually need to talk about this.
But I still want
to... Why do you like to trigger me? I saw you like to trigger me. Where? You like to say, you know what?
You have to respond. So I think it's intentional. I don't see any other
way. At this point, I think legitimately, she's targeting me. She just says, you know what?
She's baiting you. Like, I swear. I have to do something.
Proceed, guys. Proceed.
I think in my first game, I don't really know my stats. I think in my first game, I got like 18 complete passes. Yeah, I think, I'm not sure.
Of how many?
18 complete passes.
How many did you attempt?
And then two interceptions.
Wait a minute, Obi. How many passes did you attempt?
Okay. I don't know. Obi, honestly,
are you? Obi, don't play with me. How many passes did you
attempt?
She's focusing on getting on with her game. There's no time.
Nah.
It's about 20 something.
We're back on this political bullshit.
It's about 20 something, no.
Yeah.
So it's only an attempt.
But there is to drop down number. The field more than twice. That number should be accurate because, like, you need a number of passes to drive down that people's big field.
Exactly.
Okay, so, like, how would you describe, like, the passes where, like, did you go deep a lot of times? Were they mostly short? Were they intermediate?
Yeah, so we kept it short. I mean, I don't have arm strength to pull off a deep pass, and my form isn't there yet for me to do that.
Mm.
But we kept it short, just stick to the short route. And we made a lot of progress, like, with the short routes. Mm. I think what I focused more on was the accuracy of my passes. And then teamwork. That was what helped us a lot.
Umi, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What's the best defense you played against?
In the whole of the league?
Yeah. Like, you, like, in terms of you as a QB... When you're doing your starts, what's the best defense you played against?
Honestly, I only played against two teams, and it was Phoenix and what do you call them?
Vikings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Vikings had like a better defense because with the Phoenix, we made like quick progress fast, but with Vikings, it was like more like a back and forth, and we kept getting like they kept getting fouls, and we kept progressing with those as well. So it helped us a lot.
So, in terms of so the game you had 18 completions was against who?
Vikings. For Phoenix, I didn't play the complete game because we had another QB as well, so it was. It wasn't my best game, to be honest, but hey. After that, I think I just decided it was better for me to just stay as a receiver for now. But you guys,
I like it for now.
You guys won't recognize me anymore.
Ah, talk your shit, babes.
Yeah,
I have a question as well. Umi, I have a question as well. Another question, follow up question. Yeah. So in the first game was where you had 18 completions and two picks.
Yeah.
Second game, you can't remember how many completions you had and how many picks.
To be honest, I don't know. You know, it's one of those games where you feel like you underperformed and then you just like, whatever, man. Like,
until the next.
That's fair. I think again, one thing I like about you, Umi, is you're very forward looking, and that's the most important thing about being a QB. You must have like the memory of a goldfish. All that matters is the next play. That's all that matters. It's always the next play. You can't dwell too much on the shortcomings of the play before.
No, you can't get the play.
You can do that in film. You can do that in review. You can't do that on the field. You get me? So I like that. You have to keep thinking next play, next play, next play. What's the down and distance? How do I get us the first down? How do I keep marching down the field? End zone. Who am I starting to notice is getting more joy? You get me? So first set of things, you read your defenses. You see how, you know, where to avoid, where to target, things like that. But I can clearly see from the way you're even talking, there's a confidence that's exuding from you, which is that I can do this shit. I can run this shit. And that's good. Yeah. That's good.
And I respect that.
Yo, keep balling. Same. Big time.
I have a question, though. Because then, I think this is just probably, like, the only spare on your QB campaign this season was like the struggles in the end zone. Because like you did mention you were able to get like completions, accuracy, and drive down the field. But what do you think was like the reason for like the struggles in the end zone? Because we know the sport is all nice and good to have this completion and match down, but you need to finish drives. When you don't finish drives, then there's no point. So like, what do you think the major issues were with the end zone that cost you guys not to score in those drives?
Sorry, my network kind of took off for a bit.
Oh.
Did you
hear what I said, so should I repeat myself?
No. Oh, you were talking about what do you call it? Like
in the QB mindset.
Having the QB mindset and all that, yeah?
Oh, no. Oh, wow. That was how far?
Yeah, exactly. My network just took off completely.
Yeah, man. This average.
Oh. Well, I think...
So, in summary... We're just saying that we love your mentality because, like we said, you have to have a forward-looking mindset to be a good QB. You can't dwell on whatever has happened there now. Whatever happens, we watch it on film. Next play, next down, how do I execute?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, look, we're rooting for you, girl. You did a fantastic... Heavy's the head that wears the crown. It's tough for anybody. Everybody wants to be a QB, but nobody can actually step up into that rank and play QB. Yeah, a lot of them are talkers.
Yeah.
It's not just about training.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I'm glad. That's why I say I really enjoy hearing you speak because you're someone, you're a student of the game. And I can see it from the way you're talking, the way you're talking about film, the way you're talking about
game planning,
marching down the ball, completions, game planning, switching the game plan, understanding that sometimes things are bigger than me. Team comes first. What am I going to do to help the team? I'll work on myself, you know, individually, but team first, I like that. That's just not only being a sign of a good quarterback, that's a sign of a leader. And those things go hand in hand. You get me? So fantastic work with me.
Yeah, thanks.
Don't ask my question again, though. I don't know.
So basically, Shane's question was, what exactly was it that caused you guys not to finish your dinner? Dude. You get me? Like, to get to the end zone and not complete. Because we heard you marching down the field. We saw you marching down, executing great passes. But all of a sudden, once you got to first and goal, Umi became Onumi.
Was it Umi again? It was Umi.
It's like,
can you stop?
Umi,
go ahead.
What got to me was the pressure. That's one. I think having that in mind, okay, we're in the end zone. We have to get a touchdown. You know? We could have gotten a touchdown, but what had happened was... You know, Charles caught the ball, and then I think someone pushed him, and then he dropped the ball. And that was another loss.
So is Umi saying pass interference or unsportsmanlike conduct?
Because which team is this again? Sounds like one of the two.
I think it was with
Vikings.
It had to be the Vikings. I knew it. I just fucking knew it.
And wow. Oh, goddamn rogues. Like, oh my god. Wow.
What else do you want?
Fucking rogues. I'm sorry you had to go through that, Umi. They need to train those niggas, man.
This Valhalla
niggas. Anyway, so I think it was the pressure, and a lot of time during practice, we didn't really practice for end zone plays. I did try my best. I think being in like covering short distances where every player was close to a defender, there was pressure, and then I'm like looking for my players, like who was open. So I got a bit distracted at that point in making my decision. But it was my first game, so
exactly.
For sure.
And driving alone
for sure.
Very...
And like genuinely, like I appreciate the self-assessment and the honesty in saying like. Because then again, to be honest, like your first time starting QB, we're thinking of things like driving and all that. You probably don't think we'll get to this situation where the pressure is more. I think if anything, I'll put that more on like the team than even just you. Because genuinely, like practices should be in stages, and there should be a stage in practice for end zone. And literally, from every stage, from the red zone, from, okay, if we get it here and it's first and goal, if we get it half a distance to the goal, if we get it literally on the end zone, how do we score in these different scenarios? So, like, it's just, like, stuff to learn and go forward because, like I said, I like your self-assessment and, like, your honesty. It's like, this is what we could have done better. And that's all you need for the position you play, because if you don't know what you did wrong on the last down, it's one thing to have goldfish memory. It's one thing to just be dumb as fuck. If you don't know what you did wrong, you can't know what you're supposed to do right on the next down. So the fact that, like, you know, okay, yeah, this was, like, what will cost you. Because the pressure is more in the end zone. You have three downs to get three, to get points. This is not like, let's get first down. This is money time. So, like, there are defenses that will probably not be so well. Like, they won't perform so well on the drive. But when it's time to punch it in, they get aggressive, they get faster, they get more athletic. You need to find a way. I think that was
what happened. But it's like the whole defense just changes. And then they're like, everyone is on hyper alert and they're watching out for the ball, you know? So I felt that change in pressure, you know? Like, it's even a whole different feel, like, compared to when you're trying to make those yards. But once you get to the end zone, it's like a different feeling. Like, you can tell there's just too much pressure from my end and from their end as well. So you're like that. You just described everything I felt at that point, to be honest.
Big ups, big ups. Don't worry, we'll get next time. We'll get next time. And to be honest, I also think these Vikings niggas are just some bullies, man. Yeah. We'll discuss that. They've rigged it again.
We're not the best.
And I think also, like, part of what makes a good QB, you know, having that communication with your team, like, they trust you, you know, as their, you know, I feel like having that QB position is, you're also a leader, you're a key player, you also lead the team. Your emotional state will determine the emotional state of your teammates. If you're getting on the edge, your teammates also start to get on the edge, and the other players also start getting on the edge. I think my coach Edi, I have to, like, give him that. I was so nervous at first, but he brought me out and he gave me some, you know, pep talk and was like, listen, you gotta get your emotion off the field and keep it outside the field. Do what you have to do. Keep your emotions off the field. He was like, fuck your feelings, fuck everyone's feelings. Like, keep it off the field. And then focus on what you need to do. And that really helped me a lot in, like, managing my emotions, because there's the confidence that everyone has on you, and then your confidence, the one inside your head, like how confident you are in yourself. And that really helped me. So yeah, shout out to him. He's the best coach.
You know, this point you just made now is even crazier when you realize we had someone on this show that was light jabbing teammates as a quarterback. So obviously everyone has their different approaches to the position. It's good to hear yours is not light jabbing or majorly jabbing or giving up our cuts to your wide receiver. So
shout out the Alphas culture. That's a good culture. That's a very good culture. I respect that. Respect is mutual. I mean, it's a losing culture, but it's a good culture all the same.
Oh, wow.
I mean, like, that's enough.
Joe, I think it's high time.
I gotta be honest. KTS. I gotta be honest. Hey,
that's what we cannot finish.
I can't wait for next season to have this podcast again with you guys. We'll be having a different conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be here.
I love it.
Hey, until then, you're 1-3. All right.
He has a touchdown as a QB
and a touchdown as a receiver.
It was against your team. It doesn't count. Y'all niggas are you're the fucking about. You lost to the Panthers.
You guys.
Like, to be honest, like, Zara, I don't know how you set
you guys have lost your certification.
She has. Okay, so now the one against the Panthers, so it does not count.
Oh no, that one definitely counts. Hell yeah. But she scored it as a wide receiver.
Mm.
So that's Umi. Umi's a dual threat. It doesn't count for shit, but she's a dual threat. We like to see it.
I mean, she threatens like.
Hey, you know, she's trying her best.
You people are annoying.
I know. But
as in, like, call it what you want to call it. The stats are still there, you know.
Hey, so, men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. You're one of three.
Not lie.
So can we kick off with KTS right
yes,
now?
Please.
Thank
I
you
mean,
very
like, this,
much.
This was, I think this is probably like longest production we had because
I think we're all just. But then it's very needed.
No,
yeah,
seriously.
Having her on
absolutely.
Just nice for
me. Yeah. No,
on a very serious note, like the way you've spoken tonight, you have earned my respect. Even if you don't play,
I tell you, oh God,
there are veteran quarterbacks that don't have the
don't know
like,
this
they can't speak about the position the way you just did because they just don't know it that way. But like the way you did, like the way you mentioned game planning, film sessions, planning defense, getting your team involved, like these are the traits you look for in someone to lead the team. And the position that has to have the best leader is the quarterback position in this sport.
1,000%.
Thanks. Very big shout out to you, Umi. If you play again or not on that position, that's all you.
Yeah. No, respect. Umi. Seriously. Yeah. Umi is the definition of standing on business. She came here, stood on business. Like, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah.
You get me? I'm mad respect to me. Mad respect.
Mad respect. Now, to know the sports. We did defenses last week. I don't know if you niggas listen because I looked at the scores and I was like, did they listen? Did they not listen? I can't tell, but we said what we said. Now, this week, I'm going to speak about rushing, which is probably like the 20th time we've spoken about it, but as always, you guys don't listen. I don't know what we have to do at this point, but we just keep saying it. At
maybe
some point, it has to get to the scores, you motherfuckers. Rushing. Rushing. What does he mean? Ask Chris Jones.
If he rush, if he rush, where will he be much?
Ask Chris Jones. Rushing. Pressures. Dropbacks. How do these things influence plays? Guys, you've been watching these games for a while now. We understand that any good game plan could see an offense. A good offense trumping a good defense if there is time. Time, major factor. We keep mentioning it again and again and again. Time. What does that mean? How long does the play have to develop? Obviously, like we spoke about schemes and coverages. You could have the right scheme, you could have the right personnel, you could have the right coverage. But if you give a quarterback too much time, you're giving them too many options. They're going to scan the field, and there is going to be the likelihood that somebody is going to be open just because your three or your four defenders are not on the same level. There is going to be one or two that would either make a mistake, naturally just get beat, or blow a coverage. What now happens is you give the QB time to scan, find and pick out that receiver or that player and hit them for possibly even a touchdown or a big play or even just a key play. 4th-and-1, 3rd-and-1, end zone. You see that happen. What can you do to mitigate that? You take away that time. You put the QB under pressure. You hear a lot of people just saying sack. Sacks is big. Trust me, like I used to rush. I know. But like there's a stat that we can't really record, but has almost as much impact as a sack if the right defense is played. And that's pressure. Get QB off his spot. Get him to roll out. You have QBs that favor a certain side based off how they throw, whether they are orthodox or southpaw, whichever area they like to throw to, or wherever they have their best personnel lined up. And it's something I used to do when I used to rush. Because I think there was a time they told us to start picking lanes. You know when they just come up with these funny rules for rushers? But I think there was a time they said, like, if you pick a side, you have to only just rush from that side. So what I used to do is, like, I would scan the field, and this nigga Larry knows because he literally used to call out my position and my defense to Nira to say, this is what you're playing. I'd just be like... But, like, when there's no center like Larry to inform the quarterback, all glory to God, I'll look around and I'll be like, where is their best receiver? He is on the left or he's on the right, let me rush from that direction to flush the QB to the other side. So I have to make him either look away from that receiver or throw across his body. Trust me, throwing across the body as a quarterback is always a wrong decision because it works. And this is the issue we have sometimes in football. Because a bad play works, doesn't make it a good play.
Mm-hmm.
It just worked that time. So you get people thinking, because it worked, yes, nice. That was how we drew it up. It's a bad play. It worked, doesn't mean it's sustainable. Like, it will not work again. You can't get away with so many bad plays. Like, it's going to cost you at some point. And one of them is throwing across your body. Because what that does, one, the ball is in the air for a while. And then you have people in position to get the ball before the intended receiver. So, if you force the QBs into, one, rolling out away, which was my idea, roll out away from your best receiver, let him run whatever, you don't look that way. Throw it to this bomb on this other side that will probably just maybe either drop it or gain a yard, but you are not throwing to OD, you are throwing to somebody else. Roll to that side, do that, or think, oh yeah, I can do some Mahomes magic and roll back and roll back, and before you know it, 9 seconds, 7 seconds counts as a sack. All that does is disrupt the offense, and you find out that you are helping the defense without even like getting the stats recorded. Like, oh, he didn't get a sack, but that was an incompletion. He didn't get a sack, but he threw into coverage, and your defender's got a pick. He didn't get a sack, but he threw, like, he had to throw the ball. He had to get the ball out quick, and then the receiver couldn't get there in time, and then
downs are going.
Or, oh, he just has to throw the ball, intentional grounding. Now, you don't only get the incompletion, you lose it down, and you go back 10 to 15 yards. All these things, they impact the game from the rushing position. So, guys, like, I can't overstate how important a good rush is. Not even just a good rush, a consistently good rush is, because on every down, especially the key downs, and we know what the key downs are, you need to put pressure on the QB, because if you leave him with some, or him or her, with so much time, and Umi even mentioned it, like, the pressure in the end zone was more, which was why she struggled to get, like, those touchdowns. That's how it should be. Like, the QB shouldn't be there, like, nah, I don't like this. My nigga, touchdown, hey, how you doing, man? Nah, like, the QB should run for his life and be like, oh yeah, let me just chuck this ball up. Like, that's how we should be. And when you always see a good rush, like, it just gives you so much joy, because now the receivers don't even know if they should scramble, if they should come back to the ball. Like, you just get into their heads, and that helps your defense. That helps your defense a lot, because you have people that cannot hold coverage. You're having to help them out, because then they don't have to defend this receiver for multiple routes or for so long. They just have to stick to their base assignment, and they should be good. And then you end up seeing that, like, that impacts the game in a major way. What do you guys think?
No, I think, like, it's really, like, what you said is fact. Because, like, I was watching the YouTube for, I think it's the Vikings versus Panthers. And then every time they would do this motion play, yes, this is the rusher we're talking about. But, like, if that rusher isn't smart enough to, like, also watch when those, like, motion plays happen, to know, okay, which way am I driving the QB? Because when that motion play happens, it takes out the safety from that side, and usually what will happen is that QB will just roll to that side because there's less players there, and then it just makes the pass. But, like, rushers who are smart to know that if I can't get the sack, at the very least I would stop those, like, quick stop off routes, whatever it is. So that's one thing I would say, like, with rushers, like, you have to also be aware of the game. So your business is QB, but you have to also be aware of the game so that you can also have more impact. There's the time where the sack is needed. There's the time where disrupting the play is needed. So I think a smart rusher knows when to pick between those. That's my own with rushers.
I'll say this, look. There's no, if there was a sound for a round of applause, I'll say insert it here. Pause. Fantastic. fantastic summary and way to summarize, bro. You hit every single nail and every single point on the head. Guys, to be a rusher is not just to run. No. As Sean has explained to you, it's shown you the different levels on which you can impact the game. You are a defender at the same time. You cannot just think to yourself, "Oh, it's just run." Mm-mm. I'll say this, Lou. The emotion play is not really the Russia's business. The reason why I say so is, when is the emotion play, all the defenders need to be alert to the motion. So if the motion, and the last episode, we explained motion. So if, for instance, there's a motion play that's been called, and I, as a safety, see myself moving and following the player to the other side, I've lost that battle already. I've lost it.
True. Exactly.
Lost it.
Pass off. Shout. Motion. I'm passing and I'm switching. Whoever is that person that is there, I'm switching. You, who is the corner on this side, take a step inside. I will take your man. If you guys are playing man, you can't follow a man behind the line of scrimmage. Once that player is already moving across and the ball is being snapped, you have already done something wrong. Just tell them there, take care of it. I have to man, because like you said, Lou, they are taking you out of there for either one, a wrong play to happen, or two, just to cause confusion for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Corners, safeties, MLBs, eyes open. Stop fucking ball watching. Watch what's going on the line. Motion. Once the person's calling in from that side, you are awake to it. And you're seeing the motion to see if you want to jump the route and then fake jump the route and stay where you are. There are multiple things you can do there. But Shane, fantastic work, man. Well said. There's Russia's and game players.
What my biggest, I don't know if there's like, you know, when they do this little challenge and they say, oh, what's your biggest ick about whatever? My biggest ick when it comes to Russia's is when they are running, then they get and then jump.
That's good just... now, Lou. It's not bad.
No, there's some. If it's like Hercules that I jump I will understand.
I'm finished. But Lou is about to hide shit.
What the hell?
No. You guys are putting words in my mouth. That is not what I said. I said my biggest ick is jumping, and I just have to.
You said it's short people? Your biggest ick is short people? That's crazy, Lou.
Like, that's wild, man. I mean,
I'm making it worse.
Man. Guys, you heard it here first.
White Lou's flag, biggest ick is short people. Flag.
That's crazy.
I'm not
if you are short, don't shoot that shot.
Hey, wow.
Okay, now, Cheryl, you can, you know, finish up your KTS. Thank you very much.
Now, I get what Lou is saying, but I think it's understanding the timing and knowing when to jump. Because if you just rush and QB looks like, boom, you're up in the air, and then that's it. Your whole motion, Duke your one. Momentum, everything is dead. Like, the QB just has to set his foot and fire a dime. Like, it's Duke know one, when to, Duke yeah. It's to know when to jump. Exactly. It's to know when to go after the flag. It's also understanding the situation. Like, okay, if this is third and long, I'm going to rush different from how I would rush if it's third and maybe two or third and one. So, like, in a case like that, like, it probably has to, like, go long. So, you have to anticipate that you probably jump there compared to if it's, like, third and short where, like, yeah, he just needs to get like a yard. So the moment he shakes off pressure or she shakes off pressure, it's like she can get like a pass across to get the first down. I think it's all just timing and understanding situation. And what Larry said is true. The rushers need to, because you see in some teams, especially in our league, like you just tell people like, yeah, just rush. Like they don't really understand what they are. They just think it's running. Like Larry said, it's not R1. Like, it's to understand the situation. I always say, like, the rusher should be the first to know the down and distance, even before anyone else sets up on the line. Because you really want to know and say, okay, like, this is what I need. If I can push this, or if I can force this, we're in a better situation
exactly. than this.
But like if I'm rushing on third and one, like, it's third and ten, and I'm just there, like... And then the one that probably even irritates me the most, like, you said, like, with the eights, it's when like the rusher starts, stops, and then doesn't know what to do again. And he's like, oh, do I keep rushing? Like probably maybe like after a fake or like maybe keep it like yeah. keep whatever. Like you rush and then you stop and you're like, I have rushed. Cool. You guys in the backfield, I wish you all the best.
Yeah,
I'll see you on the bench after they score this touchdown. Like, nah. Nah. You never stop rushing. You see tape. I can't remember that tape we saw. I think it was Ginika on what's his name? On Dolo.
Where, like, oh, that Dolo one. Oh, more pressure. I remember
like,
that.
Literally, like, literally. The idea is, like, because then again, it's one thing to rush. It's not easy to rush because you have QBs using your momentum against you. And yeah. Also your leverage. Mm-hmm. You are running full speed. Someone like Femi just knows if he takes a step this way, your speed is basically real, against
1 million views.
And then, I literally, like, no, your sure. speed is going to use your speed
I need
against
to teach,
you.
I need to teach rushers, like, how to, the break. I don't know how I can explain it enough. The breakdown. Just that breakdown.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, Larry, I don't know if you remember. I think this was during a scrimmage or one of the last ones we had. And then, you know, yep. I was trying to rush Kenny. And then I was going at Kenny so quick, but then, he told me that like, Kenny was literally playing the rush, and that's what QBs mm-hmm. do. Especially when mm-hmm. they see a good rusher, they are playing the rush. Like let me get the rusher out, and I'll yep. play in. But yep. I'm not getting a play in until I deal with the rusher. And then you instantly told me to kind of disguise the rush. Like I was going full speed, but keep more leverage. And the moment I did that, then Kenny threw a pick immediately on that play, like literally on that play, because when he thought like I would break and then my speed would take me out, I had more balance to break, and then. He just had to chuck the ball up, and I think it was Truss or Hercules
yep,
or someone
that picked it off.
And
yep.
I was like, literally, there's rush integrity, like there's rush lanes. Mm-hmm. Like there are things that matter when you rush. You don't just run 100 miles per hour. The QB is not going to stand there and say, "Come and sack me." Like he's also playing you as well, especially if you are good. So like, you need to understand the QB you are rushing,
yep.
his tendencies, how he likes to roll out, like what he likes to do. Rushing K, are rushing. Usman are very different.
Two different
things. Yep.
I trust me, I rush both of them. Like I rush Usman in practice literally every week. And then I rush K on some of my worst my team's worst games. And I will tell you it is very different. So like understanding this like these players and what they like to do, how they roll out, what they do best really affects like games. If not, you like Lou said, you will just become a highlight reel because we have some evil quarterbacks. I like to do evil things to rushers to discourage them from rushing next time. Yeah. Is that what you have to say on rushing? You've been quiet.
It's hard work, and I applaud everybody that does it because another thing that people don't see, like, sorry, another thing that people don't. Like you guys were talking about, is that learning to break. I mean, as a rusher, you're already going full speed and everything. It's almost like you have to sort of teach them you're still in your best athletic like position if you're down, like closer to the ground or whatever. So,
ooh, she calling short people again. Oh, yes, go
on. That was really the first time, Blue. Like, no. Just make
not
it
even short people. I'm just talking about like leaning, okay? So okay. Relax. I'm not joining you. I'm not. I'm short myself, okay?
Wow. So. Even you took shots at your own co-host, Lou. You have to do it.
This is personal. This is personal. You gotta take it.
Lou, you gotta do better.
Wow, look at them. Instigators.
That's crazy.
I mean, personally, like, I don't know how to say that.
Very good. So I was just saying, like, if you're sort of rushing, not head first, but like sort of like a torpedoing down. What? He's laughing.
Where the fuck is Larry laughing?
No. Hey, listen, Zara, time out. You were just on the pause marathon there. Rushing head first, torpedoing, going straight in. God. I was like, yo, false.
Oh,
at some point,
wow.
It needs to be. I was dying. I said, no one is going to call her to order.
That's crazy. My goodness.
I was shell shocked.
God.
Yeah, but back to
I mean, yes, like to making you. a beeline straight for the QB. I think it's a whole lot of practicing, like breaks. Like Sean was saying, you have to do a lot of breaks, and because you're already down in that like sort of squatting position, like that, like ready to take off position, it should be easy. Oh God,
Larry,
It's not me. It's Zara. She needs to stop.
It's you.
I don't know. Oh,
I mean, I just remember. I don't. Think, I don't like, know. I'm also like, man.
Did you hear that? You're in the sport position, ready to take off. I was like,
oh,
no.
My.
Zara, you're on timeout. Oh, you're on timeout. You're on timeout. Yeah. Nah, this is crazy.
Nah,
hey,
she's
rushing. You gotta listen to it for yourself. Hey, this ain't me. Zara is so on demon time.
I'm dying. Since freaking practice, everybody's just been doing pause. I'm dying.
Of course, Zara, you analyze.
So you've been on fire since practice.
Exactly. Wow. It's not me. Like, everybody would say something and then everyone would just turn it around and make it like, oh my goodness, pause.
I know, like, it's becoming stressful.
It's like, effective. I feel like I'm with the maps again.
Hey, that's crazy.
Ooh.
That's crazy.
Okay.
That is
now. Crazy. Can we get back to your analysis and then we can move on?
So you guys, before we finish this KTS,
now
like,
they call the police for Zara.
Exactly, Zara. Is that crazy?
Oh my God, Zara! It had to be done.
Your authorities are on the way. They're on the way. You gotta get us.
Hey, you gotta be locked up. We menace to society.
Leave me alone, man. Free Zara. Yeah.
So, before we finish the segment, like, can you guys? Off the top of your head, just list like maybe top two or top three rushers you've seen play like in the game.
Moyo.
Soft.
That's a nice one.
I think I'm gonna give it to the girl then. What's her name? Bazooka on Outlaw.
Mm-hmm. Bazooka is nice.
I'm gonna give mine to Alimi of Panthers.
That's a dog.
That is a dog. I know what's funny. When he started rushing, people used to make fun of how he used to rush. Till
he was very gangly.
Till their QBs had to face it. Like,
it's still funny till this day. I swear.
When you see that man running like he's after your life.
Yo.
Some decisions quick.
Yo, he runs with intent. Like he's there's nothing better than seeing a rusher that enjoys the rush. Like yes. He knows he's about to change the game. He's about to wreck the offensive game plan. And you are there like, oh shit. Oh no, the man is I like that. It gives me
nah. I like that. I
think pass one on Dragon is an honorable mention too.
That doesn't even really watch
the season he had 20 sacks.
Oh yes, fair.
I think that was his rookie season as well. That
who had 20 sacks?
Fast water.
Yo, really? His change of direction is crazy. The
baby Dragon guy.
Yeah, baby Dragon.
In the direction
yeah.
Is stupid.
Damn, 20 sacks. Okay, like, the whole season
you could not shake him off.
That was crazy.
I think there's a guy out here. I'm trying to tell you guys about him. His name is Austin, but you know they call him.
Wait! Before you tell us what his nickname is, if it's some basic shit, just we'll stick with Austin.
Like Smalls and Big Me.
Like or Big Tech. Like, if it's some basic nickname, let's just stick to Austin because when it comes to nicknames.
Abuja guys, y'all in the mud when it comes to nicknames. Be better. Creativity, zero.
Minus, man.
I don't even know what else to say.
He's big.
What's his name? Is he a big man?
No, please. Say
I don't know. I'm not going to ask anything again.
Don't be angry now. Don't be angry. You, Steph, allow her to finish.
We apologize, Zara.
No, you don't. You don't mean that shit.
I'm sorry.
How do you know, Zara? You need to give us a chance.
Give us
a chance.
I don't know. I forgot his nickname.
You fucking liar.
Painful liar.
He calls himself Bullet. I don't know why this season he decides
to call himself. Let me guess. He's fast.
No, he's not.
Zara, wait a minute. No. Bullets is not actually. Is there a better one? Is there a better one?
Oh, wait, he has wings.
No. No, like this season, he changed the name of his jersey. He used to be
like from Red.
No, guys. I want Zara to land with this thing, please. Zara, please.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm being for real. Like, his name used to be on his jersey. Just this season, he changed it to a nickname. And we came out and we saw bullets. And everyone's like, oh, okay. Me, myself, I even made a joke about it. I said, oh, okay, in this league, we have horsepower. We have bullets.
Damn.
Where's Red Bull?
Like, you're fucked up, man.
Like,
you're fucked up.
The spirit of you people's podcast now fully in shoe. Gives come and that's manifesting, man.
No, but we have to give it to them. Bullet is better. It's better than their usual, you know, below par.
Yeah,
name.
But I just heard someone's name is horsepower, and I would like to believe.
My God, maybe that did I miss that? I'm fucking dead.
I was like,
that's man, like, just like then there's bullets. I was like,
this should be Austin, but like horsepower is that bad.
You should ask Chingy.
I think this is how we should do it. When you guys
no.
Government names
hold that thought. Hold it. What did you say, Zara?
What?
Chingy's nickname is what?
Not Chingy's nickname. Oh Lord, no. Chingy's nickname is his nickname is Chingy.
Okay. So it's horsepower, not power horse. Horsepower.
Yeah, so horsepower, my dear. That's what Ikema gave us. In fact, I think he's changed it now, but literally his Instagram handle used to be Mr. Horsepower. I was just like, okay.
Jesus. I am the one with the problem. That's crazy.
And then they say, oh, sir, can I have your handle? It's like, yeah, it's like at I am. I would have so left you before you finished saying.
Look at your face in the eye. Horse, as in
power.
H-O-R-S-E.
You always make this power. Worse,
not the power. Name. Not the fucking name.
Nigga name.
Oh, my God.
Please, the local of you in Abuja, man. You're all in shit. What the fuck? Nigga called horse power? Are you letting him around?
Order. You people's business. Order, thank you very much.
When you're stuck in traffic for 3 hours a day, you have time to
We already said order now. Hey,
wow.
Abuja, it's okay.
Hey, my God. You know what? Hey. You know what's crazy, Zara? Your president is for my ends, okay? So watch what you talking about.
Let him come to my yard.
Your yard is now.
He does stay in your yard.
Come to my yard. Go and meet me. I have one or two deals that might go down well. You know.
Wow.
Hey, a cool knee badge or some shit. Let's go.
50K suya. You people will not take.
I would take it.
I go call the FCC. Is it?
I know one of them.
Interpol, FBI. We'll call on
them. 50K suya is going to be the title of the show.
It is a threat to global
security. Is that the economy? You will be arrested. You will be arrested.
What? That's jail time, man. No trial, no nothing.
Lou, sorry.
We're back.
I think that should be it for no distraction.
It definitely is. We've known enough.
Wow.
We've known enough. Now, on to the next segment. Back or bullshit. So, I have one. So, it is better to practice 1 minute warning than to practice endlessly.
That is a very good one.
Lucia, what kind of question is this?
Answer the question.
Dude, that's nasty.
So wait, what is facts or bullshit? Better to practice 1 minute warning.
1 minute warning. Than to practice and to play.
Bullshit. Yeah, I call bullshit.
Hey, nah. I don't know, man.
I call bullshit.
You know that 1 minute warning can make or break your game.
I'd rather score than be worried about one minute warning. I'd rather score.
Because think about it. This is like 1 minute to the whole game. Like, it's the ratio. So, do I rather have the ball? Because there's no need for 1 minute warning if I don't score. If I don't have any end zone, please. I'm on zero, unless maybe my defense is scoring all my points. So if, bro, when he gets to 1 minute, I will need to do fuck all because I've already lost. He will just probably have to nail it out.
No, no. She was like this now. It's like this. The score is 32-0. I'm there like, hey, wait a minute, guys.
1 minute warning.
58. 1 minute warning. It's our time. Let's go, boys. And I'm actually ending. I'm not score. That would be crazy.
I have done.
Nah, but like, for real, though, it like that 1 minute, 1 minute thing is a thing. It's such a thing. My team actually won the game based off of just that 1 minute play.
Thank you, Zara.
Did you score?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, so that kind of proves our point, doesn't it? That y'all had an end zone play, you're practicing every play.
The 1 minute warning came around.
No, but that's the problem. Like, Larry, chill. We didn't get to the end zone.
Zara. So that means you guys didn't practice 1 minute then. Because, hear me out, Zara.
Y'all just 1 minute warning.
Y'all didn't help me.
Involves out of bounds, time management, and timeouts. So it's literally the idea that we know what the clock stops in an incomplete pass or when a player catches the ball and steps out of bounds. So how do I run my 1 minute drill? If I'm tackled in bounds, I run it back straight to the ref on the line, get set, either spike the ball to kill the clock or receive the ball, check incomplete pass, check out, let them run out and try and get it. You get what I mean? So I'm using my time. So if you score during a 1 minute warning and it's not that you march to the end zone and then execute it, but you scored like from anywhere in the field, that's just a touchdown. There's nothing really.
It just caught under the 1 minute.
Yeah.
It was 1 minute on the clock left.
Mm-hmm.
We were down, I believe, 4 points. Yeah.
Okay.
We had no more timeouts.
Okay.
Yeah. When you challenge and you lose a challenge, they remove your timeout.
Yeah.
So we had no more timeouts left. Got tackled in bounds.
Wait, where did you start the possession from?
From our end zone.
Okay,
so you had to drive.
So I would say not all the way end zone line or 15 yards. I would say 20. Yeah, just about so close, 20 yard line. We did 3 plays. Touchdown.
Wait, they tackled you in bounds?
Yeah. So they did.
Man, who the fuck did you play?
He played Phoenix.
Then what the fuck is wrong with them? They tackle you. No, you guys, Abuja, like to get me upset. They tackle the first player inbounds. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't play prevent. Zara, help me out, please.
They didn't listen to the podcast. What do you want me to do?
I'm a dad. I'm a dad.
Is it my fault? What do you think is going to happen?
Like, you're going to try and get Joy, passed out. Oh, my fucking God.
Joy, if we invite you back on this podcast, it will be by your ears. Because I don't understand how that happened. You came on here talking your shit, and then you go out there and fucking lay a giant egg. Are you having a laugh?
Yikes.
You are telling me you came out here, you were on some smoke, talking about defense, and you couldn't tell your team you tackled inbounds. They had three passes to score.
Yep.
Nobody thought to play prevent.
That's crazy. They were playing man. Like that last minute.
Hold on, let me force your brain.
The last touchdown literally came from the 40-yard line. So I said it.
They don't listen, Larry. They don't. They play man. Guy, I'm sending everybody not named my Russia into the end zone. What are you going to do?
What are we doing?
I thought like Zara. I swear, I thought you were going to tell me, okay, like the play prevent, so you checked your underneath, go out of bounds.
You get me multiple times.
Did that number of times, and they go close, fire to the end zone, maybe an incompletion, stop the clock, and then do something again, got a touchdown.
No, that's crazy.
No, it was literally like a...
I'm depressed, man. Oh, God.
Yeah, one short play. Two long plays. Bum, bum.
That's it. My God.
Oh, my God.
So, in conclusion, Don't shoot somebody.
In conclusion, I'm gonna have to get the strap for.
I swear, we just have to shoot the whole team at this point. Like, these are some unforgivable crimes I've heard in these last 3 weeks to 4 weeks.
I can imagine Shemo in the medieval times. Like, heads would just be like on his fence.
Like, literally, just hand sign, like, kill that nigga. Like, everybody on that secondary, kill all of them. Whoever decided to make the play call, man, hey, that nigga's done as well. Like, I swear.